For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Al Byrne is one of the founders of Patients Out of Time, an organization that studies and helps users of medical marijuana. I got the chance to visit with him last week.
Oftentimes, within the state and federal legislature, there's always talk about new studies. And in fact, there's a House bill Mark Souter is presenting at this time that would hold off on any decisions until additional studies have been done of medical marijuana. What's your thought there?
I'm dead set against it. We have studied this enough. There are some two dozen studies at the very least made by some dozen or so countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, Great Britain, etc. Every one of those studies has concluded that marijuana is medicine and should be made available under healthcare supervision. Every one. There's no sense in another study. This is simply another way to deny patients therapeutic cannabis right now. I don't agree. I think it's a bad bill. I do not think it should be supported by patients or patients' caregivers.
I had as a guest on my Cultural Baggage show a couple of weeks ago Dr. Todd Mikaria.
Wonderful fellow.
Wonderful fellow indeed. And he brought forth this thought that for 100 years, marijuana was in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. It had standards set by the federal government for its use. And yet in 1937, it was declared a threat to national security, and all bets were off.
Well, Dr. Mikaria is, of course, absolutely correct. He's an expert on that. I'm very happy to say that I've learned quite a bit from Dr. Mikaria. He's a wonderful fellow and a great teacher. And he's quite right. I have in my possession some historical medical marijuana products made in the case I'm thinking of right now in my head of by Eli Lilly. And on the bottle it says that the product made, which included cannabis, was regulated by the 1906 Food and Drug Act of the United States of America.
Which was actually our best drug law, because by knowing what was in the bottle, we were better able to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely, and we were actually treated as adults. If we could read and see what was in the bottle, we could make the decision whether this was good for our health or not. We didn't have to rely on the government to make those decisions for us, whether or not they had any knowledge of our own personal needs.
December 17th is coming up. It's going to mark 90 years of drug war. Are we having any success? Will there ever be any success? What do you see there?
I think all of us that have been working at this, I've been at this for a couple of decades or more, we always just have said, I want this to change in my lifetime.
Happy Prohibition Day. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.